Treasury Department. Some progressive Democrats have said they will not vote yes to the bill until their amendments are considered on the Senate floor, but the list of amendments to consider is long. Now, Democratic leadership must solve this latest Senate standstill before the bill can move forward. Matt Pearson, Free Speech Radio News, Washington.
And that wraps up today's program. The newscast was produced by Catherine Comp. Today's headlines editor was Jess Burns. Washington, D.C. editor was Leanne Caldwell. Our technical production team at KPFA Berkeley includes Rose Katapchi and Scott Pham. You can visit us online at FSRN.org. You can send questions, comments, or news tips to comments at FSRN.org. Thanks for listening. In New York, I'm Dorian Marina.
You probably have never heard his name, but you likely know something about how 9-year-old Ali Mohammed Hafed Kanani died. He was the youngest person killed by Blackwater forces at Nisr Square. To this day, Blackwater has never faced justice for killing Ali and the other Iraqis that day.
Join Big Noise Films and investigative journalist Jeremy Scahill for a one-night-only event, the New York premiere of Blackwater's Youngest Victim, a documentary investigation into Baghdad's Nisr Square massacre. Tuesday, May 25th, 7:30 at Anthology Film Archives. Tickets are available at the door and at bignoisefilms.org. Discussion with Jeremy Scahill will follow the screening.
Mohammed Kanani could well be the one man left standing between Blackwater and total impunity for the Nisr Square massacre.
One night only, Tuesday, May 25th, 7:30 p.m. at Anthology Film Archives, the New York premiere of Blackwater's Youngest Victim with Jeremy Scahill. For more information, go to bignoisefilms.org.
Harlem Dowling, in collaboration with other community agencies, invite you to their annual Youth Empowerment Health Fair on Saturday, June 5th from 11 to 5 p.m. at PS 175, located at 175 West 135th Street. Free HIV testing and other screening services, as well as workshops, contests, and giveaways will be offered. Complete or return your 2010 census on site. For more information, call 212-749-3000. That's 212-749-3000.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI New York. The time is 7 o'clock. Time, once again, for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving. Now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse. But if they could, they would. From Billy Bump for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. From Billy Bump.
The program is Off the Hook. Manuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening. Joined tonight by Mike.
Hi.
Jim.
Hello.
Red Hag.
Hello.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Dot Red.
Hello.
Kyle.
Hi there.
And down in Philadelphia, Bernie S.
Greetings from Philadelphia.
And also joining us tonight on the telephone from California is Mitch Altman.
Howdy, everyone.
Oh, we have a full lineup here tonight. Wow, we've got a lot to do too. We've got a lot of interesting things to talk about. We just a couple of us got back from Dayton Hamvention. Bernie, you were one of them, right?
Wow, yeah, it was quite a trip, both there and back, and all the time there. It was amazing just meeting you know, tens of thousands of other communications geeks and 2,600 fans. Always a good time.
Hey, Bernie, tell me if you can hear this and tell me what it is.
Can you hear that, Bernie?
Yeah, I could, although I probably could have used a little more amplification for our listeners that don't recognize that sound or may have never heard it. It's the sound of a rotary dial. I found a brand new, unused rotary dial. It's apart from an old phone, and it was neat because the back of it was exposed, so you could see all the speed governor mechanism and the dial pulsing and all that. It's just really kind of a cool thing, and it makes neat sound effects too. So I gave that to you guys.
It sure does. Kyle, you have one up on Bernie. You actually got something else.
Yeah, I found an old rotary phone there, a Western Electric Model 500 set, and we looked at the bottom, and it was from 1957. And the guy asked about $5 for it, and he was actually set up right next to our booth there in the flea market. And I told him I only had $3, and he said, it's yours. So we put it on our booth, and it looked really nice with the rest of our stuff as a display. And we had fun with it. A lot of people learned how to use a rotary dial for the first time. So
I can't believe that. And also people learned how to angrily slam down a receiver onto a phone, which is a good thing to do.
Yes.
I think it's good for everybody to try that at least once. But in addition to rotary phones and dials, there are all kinds of other pieces of equipment out there as well. And what's that?
Like phone taps.
Phone taps. You want to tell us what that's all about?
Yeah. Apparently, Bernie found a really nice big machine that you can plug in and that can listen in onto, four lines at once?
It's not that big. It's about the size of a briefcase. It's designed to record simultaneously four phone lines onto a hard drive, and you can back them up onto the CD burner that's in there. They're commonly used by police stations to record all the calls that come in. This one, I turned out, when I got it home, plugged it in. I mean, I got this for like what I'd pay for dinner for two, but this thing sells currently for like $3,000. Anyway, I plugged it in, and there were over 100,000 voice messages on this thing.
Oh my God.
We were talking about that too.
Really? Who are they from?
Well, it turns out it was used by a bus company to record all the audio for their radio repeater. So it's for a school bus dispatcher. So some of the calls are really quite funny. You can hear all the kids screaming in the background while the bus driver is like, "Oh, this kid is doing this," or whatever.
Wow!
I'll never get through all 100. It's about 111,000 messages on.
Who are those messages meant for?
These are the messages through the repeater, the radio repeater. So these are either from the dispatcher to the drivers, or from the drivers to the dispatcher, or from the drivers to other drivers. And the audio is quite good. You can hear all the kids screaming and yelling. And
wow.
Stuff.
Well, that's just an indication of some of the things you can find when you go to a Dayton Hamvention. But mostly we met all kinds of listeners and people that some of whom we've met before, some of whom we never met before. It was just really cool to put names to faces and voices and things like that.
Are they listening tonight?
I don't know. It's hard to say. But so many people do listen. And having gone over to the former Yugoslavia and meeting all kinds of listeners over there, it's kind of cool to go to Ohio and do the exact same thing and to see the wide variety of people we have listening to this radio program. And hopefully that wide variety will come through tonight and help us do better than we did last week, because we didn't do that well last week.
So this is how we can find out. If you were at the Hamvention and you call tonight, we'll know you're listening tonight.
I guess, yeah. I'm not quite sure how you're going to do that, but yeah.
Oh, we get a list of the names.
Uh-huh. You're wearing a Hamvention T-shirt.
I am, yeah. Actually, I got this at a Waffle House. They were sort of...
The Waffle House was advertising the Hamvention.
They go together very well, apparently. It's fluorescent green. Yeah, it was kind of a neat thing.
It's funny only because, you know, you go to the Hamvention every year, or most years. I've been there before, and that is kind of an integral part of our experience when we go there, because that's... happens to be a restaurant chain that doesn't exist out here, as far as I know. And so I find it amusing that you have a T-shirt that puts the two together.
I figured I had to do that, because how many times do I get the opportunity to merge those worlds? So I'll be walking around New York City with a Waffle House shirt.
People will be able to see you from, like, miles away.
Yeah, that's true. They have. I've gotten calls.
And we brought our own butter this time.
All right, Bernie, you want to go into that? You have this real bee in your bonnet about butter at Waffle House. What's the story with that?
Well, the Waffle Houses just don't. They have excellent waffles. They don't serve they don't serve butter. So it's only margarine. It's some brand called Pride Margarine, which, anyway, it's just, you know, chemical grease.
The one that Captain Kirk advertised.
Oh, that, no, I thought that was Promise.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Anyway.
All right. So you made a big scene at the Waffle House again. You want to tell us what happened this time?
Well, one of our friends at the Hamvention, James from picklocks.com, he saw a lockpicks there, gave us a box of sticks of butter as a gift, so knowing that we were upset about Waffle Houses not having butter. So we walked into the Waffle House with our own butter, and I used it on my toast and other things, and it was very good. I even gave the butter to the chef, and he was kind of nonplussed about it, thinking that, well, you know, maybe their customers are lactose intolerant or something. You see, that's why they don't serve butter, because customers could be lactose intolerant. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, I was really sorry I couldn't go to the Hamvention with you guys, but I knew that you'd bring back some awesome stories to tell, and, you know, you're not disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, driving the 2600 van out there 12 hours each way is no small achievement. That was a lot of fun.
Right, because that thing goes, what, 20 miles an hour?
Well, it goes 20 miles an hour up a mountain, yeah, with a whole van full of Club Mate. And by the way, we brought that over as well, and it did all right. It, you know, some people were confused by it, but a lot of people tried it for the first time.
How did you keep it cold?
Ice
is a marvelous invention. We just put ice in this big bucket, and we're able to keep it cold all day long. Yeah. So, yeah, that was Dayton Hamvention annual event that we try to take part of here on Off the Hook. But an event that takes place far more frequently than that, unfortunately, is fundraising here on WBAI, and we have to do that tonight.
Well, now, let's be fair, the Spring Drive is an annual event.
The Spring Drive is, yes, but it goes for a few weeks. And what we try to do is we try to have something different every week. And this week, I think we've got some really cool stuff. Mitch is on the phone with us. And as you know, Mitch has been on the radio program before. And what he's offering today is, I think, particularly good. Now, we've talked about the TV Beyond before. What is a TV Beyond, Mitch?
TV Beyond is a keychain that you can carry with you everywhere you go to turn TVs off in public places.
Okay, and basically any television set.
Yeah, and
pretty much any TV. Because,
right.
You know, anywhere you go, they're annoying and they have to go off, so you can do it.
It's actually interesting because it's one of those phenomena that I think that I didn't notice as much until I knew about the TV Be Gone. And once I had seen this wonderful device that was basically a universal off switch for all these TVs, you know, when I walk into, say, a shoe store and I see six HD TVs showing some random concert that nobody's watching, you know, you're tempted to shut it off, and rightfully so, because really, nobody cares.
Or if you go into a bar with a basketball game that everybody's watching, it works just as well. And then
you can use your discretion. I think in the case of a bar with a game that everyone's watching, maybe the people actually want to watch the game. But a lot of times, you do have, you know, in shop windows, you can see someone's foot getting massaged as an advertisement for you to go in and get a foot massage. But no one's really looking at it at 2 in the morning when the place is closed,
you know,
if ever.
Yeah.
Or if you're eating dinner at a nice, otherwise nice restaurant and there's a TV on, it's hard to have a conversation because I, like most people, which is why I made it, cannot have a conversation if there's a TV on. I just stare at the thing. And so now I can turn it off and doesn't have power over me anymore. I've actually never had a situation in a public place, because I don't go to sports bars, where I turn off a TV and anyone cared.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Fact, people feel better.
Well, yeah. Basically, it's something that gives consumers power in a way that they didn't have power before, and the range is pretty impressive too. We've turned these things off from quite a distance away, but it's really just cool to be able to sit there or stand there and turn something off that's annoying you. Anyway, we've got that. We also have device that Mitch has invented called the Trip Glasses. Now, Mitch, describe the Trip Glasses to us.
Yeah, so Trip Glasses is a ready-made version of this project I wrote up for Make Magazine, do-it-yourself magazine, Make Magazine. It's anyone can make brain machine, and about 10,000 people have. And what it does, and Trip Glasses does the exact same thing. It's just that it's ready made and kind of sleeker. Still trippy patterns on the front. They are Trip Glasses after all. They blink light and pulse sound at a sequence of meditation brainwave frequencies. And about 70% of people it turns out, will synchronize to those external frequencies and meditate. And what makes it really fun is that 100% of people will hallucinate beautiful colors and patterns, which explains why 10,000 people have made it.
Yeah, you know, I built one of these at HAR last year, and you know, I'd tried it before, but it was you know, it was nice to put together, and when I went around the campsite, anyone who saw it wanted to use it, and they all enjoyed it. And the fact that you're getting the pre-made version probably means you'll be less likely to have it taken away by insane security at an airport.
Yes, like you had happened to you in Scotland. Okay, so what we're offering, a couple of things, a couple of different things. For a pledge of $35 and above, you'll get an off-the-hook T-shirt in the size of your choice. Just simply tell the people on the other end of the phone what your size is. 212-209-2950. Now, for a pledge of $75, you'll get both the TV Be Gone and the trip glasses. They're all assembled. You don't have to do anything except turn them on and enjoy. You'll get both of those plus the T-shirt for a pledge of $75. 212-209-2950. Now, what we're going to do, we have Kyle here with the trip glasses, and what he's going to do is put them on his head. You've never used these before, have you, Kyle?
I've never used these ever, but I've been curious. I want to try them out for the first time.
And you're going to hopefully describe to us what's happening you can do it. I guess you can talk to us while you have them on, or maybe you want to wait until after it's over. What do you think is best?
Waiting? I would wait because it's kind of nice to just focus on the. What happens is, you know, when you put these on, you have your eyes closed, mm-hmm. and I don't know how much of it is the light passing through your. Through the eyelid or whatever it is, but it creates a nice set of patterns that you kind of see. So I think it'd probably be best to sit through the whole thing or at least a part of it and then kind of describe it after. But make sure to close your eyes. You don't want the LEDs blinking in your eyes.
Right. Yeah, that's probably best.
So what I'm going to do, how long is this? Like five?
I think it's like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
About 10 minutes or so.
So I'm going to relocate my headphones to the trip glasses.
Yeah. Now, if there's anything you want to say at the very beginning when it's first starting, like, oh, wow, or this is trippy, man, or something like that, feel free to do that. But then we're going to leave you alone, and we'll come back to you in about 10 minutes.
You may lose track of time. Yeah. Though. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, we may leave you sitting here for hours on end.
All right.
212-209-2950. You can get the trip glasses. You can get the TV Be Gone for a pledge of $75, plus the off-the-hook T-shirt. What Kyle's about to experience now is something that you can take part in as well. It's great fun. It's completely legal. Don't worry about any implications that it's not. It's a way of getting in touch with your inner self and other selves as well.
All right, I'm switching them on now.
Okay.
Right. So that's bright.
Yeah, your eyes are blinking red now.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it looks
make
really
sure
funny.
Your eyelids are closed.
Yeah, they're closed, and I'm gonna lean back a little and.
And there's also noise coming through the headphones. Are you hearing?
Yeah, I can hear a tone. All right.
Nose.
I'll be back
shouldn't
shortly.
Be uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, say that again, Mitch?
If it's too bright, just slide it down your nose.
Yeah, if it's too bright, just slide it down your nose is what he's advising you to do. Okay, we have one call on the line, 212-209-2950. That's for a pledge of $75. You'll get the trip glasses, and you'll be able to experience what Kyle is going through right now. And he's got a big smile on his face, so I think it's not bad. It's a way of getting in touch with your inner self. Yes, Bernie?
Well, that's Mitch.
Well, that was me. That was Mitch.
Okay.
Whoever it was.
Yeah, so... I'd like to add in that the retail value of TV Be Gone is 20, and the trip glasses, the retail value is 40, and the retail value of the T-shirts, I'm not sure, but it adds up to, more than what you'll be giving. So you're getting a great value plus supporting community radio, a very
Absolutely.
Unique, incredible radio station that is bringing you us here and all that we offer.
Now, let me just bring in something else, because we are offering other things tonight as well, and this might be something that would appeal to other people. We have four calls on the line, which is great, but we want to let people know everything that we're offering tonight. We when we were going to Dayton, we went through the warehouse and started looking for shirts and coffee mugs and bottles of Club Mate and all kinds of cool things, and we found even more cool things. We found some T-shirts that we thought we no longer had. That's right. We found old vintage T-shirts that many people in this room have probably never even seen. Let me describe the T-shirts that we found. We found the original Blue Box shirt. The original Blue Box. Now, if you have the Blue Box shirt from 2600, you'll notice that it's a schematic, and it's in blue, and it's got all kinds of other clip art on the back. Well, the original one was not in blue. The original one was simply a schematic, and the clippings on the back were from, I believe, somewhere in the 1990s. Now, yes.
What is a Blue Box?
Okay. A blue box is a device that used to be used to make free phone calls over the in-band signaling of the telephone network when it was one telephone network. So it's a real link to history. And so we found a bunch of these t-shirts. Now, unfortunately, those shirts are only available in medium and large, but we have other shirts too. What we're doing is we're offering three different rare shirts for a pledge of $75 at 212-209-2950. The blue box shirt is what I think the most amazing one because it just harkens back to our early days. But we also have the Michelangelo Virus t-shirt. What that is a t-shirt that has the code of the Michelangelo Virus on the front and newspaper clippings of the time on the back. That's available in a variety of sizes. And finally, we have this other shirt that we released at Beyond Hope in 1997. I didn't know we still had these. And this is the 13th anniversary shirt. It basically is... it's in the form of a 1990s browser on the front with some newspaper clippings on the back, some dates in history over the 13 years that 2600 had been publishing. Anybody want to have this shirt and start reading some of the things in the on the back? It's an amazing deal. Three vintage shirts that are not available anyplace else, and it's really while supplies last because we only have a few dozen of these things, and that's it.
And you get the off the hook T-shirt, I assume.
You get the off the hook T-shirt as well.
That's a whole wardrobe basically for $75.
For $75 of the rare shirt collection. And if you want to get everything we're talking about tonight, the TV Begone and the trip glasses, plus all the rare T-shirts, a pledge of $125 will get you everything. 212-209-2950. It's really an incredible deal. Those shirts, really, they bring back a lot of memories, you know, and you guys, some of you never had these memories.
And of course, always the radio station, mm-hmm. without which we would not be here.
That's right.
And we would not, and this show would not have existed for as long as it had.
That's right. In 1997, we were doing radio as well, but not the same kind of radio. It was different back then. Going on the internet was a fairly new thing. So when you look at that, that shirt there that Rob T. Firefly is looking at, you see, some dated material.
I'm having some flashbacks looking at this. This is awesome.
Yeah, between that and the trip glasses, it's flashback city.
I like the UI of the browser on the front. It's
You want to describe that because it is very old. It's something.
Well, it's just very blocky and it looks kind of like what Netscape.
That was Netscape because Netscape was the browser of the time.
Right.
Everybody used Netscape. Now on the back, you want to read some of the milestones in history that we have in the back of that shirt.
Yeah, on the back, well, we have the very first one is 1984, January. The first issue of 2600 is mailed to around three dozen people.
Wow, yeah, that was definitely a moment in history.
Which was what? It was just a stack of papers, right?
Pretty much, yeah, folded in three and stuffed in envelopes. And that goes to what? 1997 is the last.
It goes
year?
Right up to 1997.
So what's some of the things that happened in 1997?
In 1997,
and keep in mind the shirt was new when these things were happening.
Yeah, in 1997, April, Frack number 50 is released.
Frack number 50. Okay,
I've been waiting on that. I didn't know it was
a hacker newsletter that was on the internet.
July 1997, the idea for a T-shirt with a hacker dateline is born. I wonder what ever became of that.
Wow, okay, self-referential T-shirt there.
And the very final one is 1997 August. The summer 1997 issue of 2600, late again, is sent out to around 45,000 people. Beyond Hope is held in New York City at the same time as HIP, Hacking in Progress, is held in Holland, making the biggest hacker event to date.
Wow, and that really was the biggest hacker event to date at that time. 212-209-2950. Pledge of $75, you'll get all three of the rare T-shirts plus the off-the-hook shirt. And pledge of $125, you'll get that plus the TV Begone and the trip glasses, which Kyle is still using right now. He's got a big smile on his face, and it looks like he's the light is flashing a little slower now, and I think the noise changes. It just sped up. He's really he's going through something now. He's going to describe it in vivid detail when it's over.
Is now when we put his hand in a pile of in a pot of warm water? Or
I don't think we should do that in the
yes.
studio. We have four calls on the line: 212-209-2950. Again, if you want to pledge $75 and get the TV Begone and the trip glasses, you can do that. You can pledge $75, get all three of the rare shirts. You can pledge $125 and get everything. And everybody who calls and pledges $35 and above gets the off-the-hook T-shirt. I don't think that's too complicated, right?
I think we have four calls on the line. Join them, please.
Yes.
212-209-2950.
Because we have eight volunteers down there.
so that half the volunteers are just sitting there?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
But I think what really ties this package together is it really allows you to control your environment. We have the TV Be Gone, which lets you turn off the things you don't want. We have the trip glasses, which let you see all kinds of new things. And we have the T-shirts that you know, show the world what you're about. And you keep the radio station on the air, which lets you learn all kinds of things. And you really, when you put this all together, I think it's quite an amazing package.
It really is. And it's a package that's only going to be offered this hour. So those of you who call in later, well, you can support the radio station, but you won't get this because this is something we only have in limited quantities. And they're all donations to the radio station, donations from 2600, donations from Mitch Altman. And basically, we're asking for donations from you, from our listeners. 212-209-2950. Four calls on the line, but let's make that six. Let's make that seven. We know those lights light up, and we want to see them light up. We're offering some really amazing stuff tonight, really amazing, and it's never been offered before, these rare shirts, because we didn't know we had them. We didn't know we had these shirts, and we just found them, and wow, this is something that we think can really help the station, help our listeners get in touch with the past. And in addition, we have the TV Be Gone. You can take control of television sets all around you, and you can have a really good time by strapping trip glasses onto your head and meditating and just learning a lot about yourself. Again, 212-209-2950. Pledges of $75, pledges of $125, pledges of $35, different levels, different items. Please make that phone call. Rob.
I just think it's neat that this shirt was celebrating the 13th anniversary of 2600. Now, the shirt's from 1997. That's 13 years ago again. So this is literally half a lifetime ago.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. Yeah, that was, wow, I didn't even think of that. But it's 13 times 2, 26 years. Wow, that is something. 212-209-2950. Mitch, any advice for people considering calling in for this?
Yeah, so, you know, the thing with trip glasses is people really do trip out to them, and it turns out that people really like hallucinating, and that's sort of my way of tricking people into trying meditating, because I've gotten a lot of benefit from meditating, and maybe you will too. But in any case, try them and hallucinate, and you'll see lots of cool colors. Maybe you'll connect with some part of yourself that...
Now, when you
want
say
to
that,
learn more?
When you say to a listening audience here in New York City, call in and hallucinate and get this premium. Now, I imagine all kinds of alarm bells are going off and people are calling the DARE hotline and all sorts of other things like that. Let's stress that this is a kind of hallucination which is very constructive, which is very positive, right? It's not an addictive
positive
substance.
Yeah, it draws from your imagination, and it shows you just how creative you are. Everyone sees something different when they use these things, because people see bright yellow, bright blue, purple, whatever they see. I see paisleys. A lot of people see these incredible geometric patterns. Geeky people always see geometry, maybe Mandelbrot sets, because we're geeky. It draws from our geeky imaginations. Artists will see art that they, the kind of art that they make. And people who aren't geeky at all might see kaleidoscopes, all sorts of colors, but all your eyes are seeing is stationary red blinking lights. It just happens to be at brainwave frequencies, and your brain doesn't really know how to interpret these frequencies coming externally. They're totally used to it coming internally, but when something doesn't make sense to our brains, they come up with something that makes sense. That's what we're always doing to try to make sense of this otherwise totally bizarre external world. And sometimes we're more successful and sometimes less successful. This is actually partly why we're so easily manipulated by media as a medium as powerful as television, which is why I like turning them off. And when you turn your brain on with the TVs off, cool things happen. And then you can listen to content of your choosing, such as Off the Hook and other things that are available on WBAI, which needs our support now, which is why I donated these to help encourage people to donate some hard-earned cash for something way worthwhile.
Yeah, additionally, you know, you have the visual experience that's caused by the blinking LEDs, but you also have the audio, which I believe, Mitch, is binaural. So it's playing two different tones, one in each ear, and that, you know, the kind of the addition of those by your brain causes the kind of the meditative experience.
Yeah, that's part of what gets your brain synchronized to the meditation brainwave frequencies. Yeah, binaural beats is a purely perceptual phenomenon, which seems to people like it's a physical phenomenon, but it's only in your head. you perceive the difference of the frequencies in each ear, and that's always going along with the blink rate. Mm-hmm. The difference in pitch is always the same as the blink rate, and it's going through this whole sequence of a really nice 14-minute meditation that was recorded off of a yogi master in the 70s.
Wow, 212-209-2950 is our phone number. We have another four calls on the line, which is great. We need more calls coming in. We got to make up for last week. We didn't do so well last week. And you know what? We're still offering that $500 pledge. If people want to be in control of the show, basically driving the conversation and steering us in a particular direction for a half hour, call and pledge $500. And what we'll do is we'll call you at 7:15 on the date of your choice. And you can stay on until 7:45. You can interview us. You can bring up topics of discussion. You can do all kinds of things. As long as they're legal and within our license regulations, you'll be completely the person in the driver's seat, I guess is the best way to phrase it. 212-209-2950. We're not going to offer that pass tonight, though, because if people don't want to do that, we're not going to push it. But it seems that people do want the trip glasses and the TV Begons and the rare shirts because we are getting calls. We have five calls on the line now. And if you want to be part of that, this is your chance. 212-209-2950.
I had one last comment to make about the trip glasses, particularly. Kyla still seems pretty happy.
He's very happy. Yes.
But I always kind of come out, you know, I've used them before. Obviously, I had a pair, and you know, I always come out of them very relaxed, is what I feel. Or mm-hmm. I even sometimes just fall asleep with it, which is kind of the opposite of what you would think when you have lights blinking and audio going, that you would actually, you know, become more relaxed and fall asleep. But really, that's my experience with it has been just that, is that, you know, I've said, oh, I kind of want to, you know, take it easy. So I'm going to put on the trip glasses and or the brain machine. And that's what happens. So, you know, definitely worth trying. And I definitely think it's a great thing. I've always enjoyed it.
And, you know, maybe you know somebody who would benefit from this if it's not your cup of tea. In any event, the TV Begon, I think, is a great device for everybody. Even if you want to turn off your own TV set, you sometimes can't find the remote. But it's a great little prank to play on other people as well.
Or just to accomplish what Mitch said, which is to shut off TVs that really have no place in being on in the first place.
Yeah, if you're in a place that has some voice on CNBC or something like squawking at you, did I just name one of their TV shows? I did, didn't I? See, yeah. That was completely unintentional, but that just proves how it gets into your mind. Yeah, Squawk Box is one of their TV shows, and I just use that. Yeah, things like that. You know, you get that out of your brain. Turn the thing off. Have a conversation. It's much healthier. And it's, you know, you might say, who are you to turn off someone else's TV set? Well, you know what? It's in a public space, and you're part of the public. You have every right. Hold on. Kyle just came out of it. So, Kyle, tell us your experience with the brain machine that's been on your head for the last 10 minutes or so. Okay, you're getting back down to okay. He's opening up his eyes now. Wow, you look like you've really
wow. That is so cool. Yeah.
What did you see, Kyle?
Well, it took about like 5 minutes for me to calm myself and
stop listening to us.
Well, no, I was never like completely cut off. I knew you guys were here, but to relax and feel kind of safe and comfortable with these flashing lights and uh-huh. tones in your ears. But I was able to hear what you guys were saying, but at the same time, towards the end, really get comfortable. And you do see wild patterns and stuff, and you anticipate sort of the rhythm of the tones and the lights.
Were you scared?
I was scared at first. I thought you guys were going to mess with me or something.
You were scared of us, but you weren't scared of the actual trip glasses themselves.
No, but that was so cool. And I heard what you guys were saying, too. And I absolutely believe these premiums are like all about like the reclamation of mental environment. Think about how many flashing lights and tones you have absolutely no control over. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I would definitely do it again.
Well, maybe you'll get the opportunity, but our listeners have the opportunity to do this for the first time if they have never done that, simply by calling 212-209-2950, pledging $75. You'll get the trip glasses that Kyle just experienced. You'll get the TV Begon, which will enable you to turn off TV sets at will, no matter where you are. And you'll also get the Off the Hook T-shirt, as will anybody who pledges 35 and above. 212-209-2950.
Mitch, this the TV Begon, is that the one that goes on your keychain so you can carry it everywhere? Or?
Yeah, this is the keychain one.
Okay.
Not the Pro. The Pro is sort of an MP3 player looking thing.
But this one's a lot more portable.
Yeah, this one has this cool Batman-like stealth kind of image. So no one ever thinks that it turns TVs off unless they, of course, know what it is. But, yeah, so you're just holding these keys in your hand with this black button, and you can turn TVs off and make the world a better place everywhere you go.
We have six calls on the line. That's amazing. I think, Kyle, you're responsible for a lot of that because I think your endorsement of the Trip Glass is really hit home to so many people. Anything else you want to add to the experience you just went through?
Well, I find it sort of amusing that tripping out for 10 minutes and sitting very, very still and being very calm brought that much attention. But I
seven
think
there, calls.
There's a need for this kind of thing, you know. As you said, it's non-toxic, non-addictive, that kind of thing. It's not some sort of substance you're putting into your system, but rather just controlling your mental space. So I don't know. It was really, really different. And again, takes a while to sink into because you sort of realize how much of a frenzy you're in your waking state. And there are a lot of parallels to meditation, but it's sort of induced meditation. So I don't know, it's just a really cool thing to be able to have and induce very quickly. It sort of reminds your brain how to get back into that calm state. So
yeah, I think Mitch mentioned that he's benefited from more traditional types of meditation. So have I for most of my life. And I remember the first time I tried the Trip Glasses, and it was really basically the same experience. And it was very, if I had these back when I started learning traditional meditation, it would have been probably a lot easier for me to get into, because it's a nice aid to get you to that sort of place in your mind.
Mitch, for those people who are into traditional meditation, is this something that complements it or competes with it?
Yeah, I wouldn't really compete with it. It's a way, this is more for beginners if they want to learn to meditate, because when people are first learning to meditate, they calm down for the first time in a long time, or maybe the first time that day, and some uncomfortable thoughts start bubbling up, and most people subconsciously, before they're aware of those uncomfortable thoughts or feelings, just get squirmy and restless, and they go, "Oh, I'm bored," and then they split. But this kind of circumvents that, because people are so engaged with the wild visual experience of colors and patterns that before their brain, their subconscious can like get them out of there, they're already meditating. So it's a really good way to get used to the feeling of meditating, which we all have part of us. I mean, it's one of the states that everyone has is hardwired into our brain, a state of consciousness that we all can go into and all do go into, just like sleep or being awake. It's just that most of us in the West don't really know it. But when we're daydreaming, that's actually a light state of meditation.
All right, 212-209-2950. You can get the Trip Glasses along with the TV Be Gone for a pledge of $75. If you want everything we're offering tonight, a pledge of $125 will get you the TV Be Gone, the Trip Glasses, the Off the Hook T-shirt, and our three rare T-shirts that we have just uncovered in our warehouse that basically, when these are gone, they're gone forever, because we didn't even know we had them anymore, and you won't find them on our store or any place else. There are the original 2600 Blue Box shirt from the 1990s, and available in sizes medium and large. Now, I know that we don't have them in extra large and super extra large, but maybe we should gear these towards those young hackers who realize the history of the phone system, and you can have an original piece of our history from way, way back before you get too big to fit into it. So and, you know, large actually, many people, large is big. Large used to mean big. I know, in this country, large is small. I don't understand that. But basically, that's the only shirt we only have in medium and large. So even if you can't fit into it, maybe you know somebody who can. We also have the Michelangelo Virus shirt, in all different sizes, and the 13th anniversary of 2600 shirt, which is a white shirt with black printing, and the other two are black shirts with, I believe, white printing on them. 212-209-2950 for $75, you'll get all three of those shirts plus the Off the Hook shirt. For $125, you'll get all those shirts plus the TV Be Gone and the Trip Glasses. We have six calls on the line right now. We need to keep that momentum going because, like I said, we didn't do too well last week, and people pacing around outside with notepads and things like that, deciding our future. So Yeah, help make that future a bright one by calling. And also, you know, you're supporting the radio station. You're keeping programs like this one where we talk about all kinds of things throughout the course of a year. You're keeping programs like that going and all kinds of other programs, new programs, programs that have been here for a long, long time. This radio station has been around since 1960, non-commercial, depending on its listeners to keep going. And it's been a great experiment so far. And I think it can continue to work. Mike.
So according to this paper here, our goal for this drive is $850,000, which sounds like a lot of money.
The station's goal.
The station's goal, not just us.
All right, thank God.
But that would be something if we could do that in an hour.
We couldn't do that in an hour, and we would not meet the goal. So,
which sounds like a lot of money, but to run a radio station in the middle of Manhattan, in the middle of the FM dial, that's really not a lot of money. I mean, I've dealt with commercial media, and they spend money like crazy. So. Mm-hmm. $850,000, and then to raise that $850,000 in increments of $25, of $100, of you know, if you can pledge $500, these small pledges from a large number of listeners that keep us on the air, it's really amazing that we're able to do that. So if you're able to be part of that and give us a call, 212-209-2950, it really helps.
We have four calls on the line now.
This is how we stay on the air, these small donations. So join us, and you'll get something great as a thank you gift.
Of course, we recognize that it's small in the context of $850,000, but $25, $35 pledge, $50 pledge, $75, those are big chunks, I know, out of people's income or whatever kind of fund they have lying around for things that they really like. Consider WBAI something that you really like, something that you want to have around. Imagine what the world would be like if there was no WBAI. Imagine the things that we never would have gotten to talk about. Imagine all the things in the future that we can talk about as long as we have this resource. Yes, we're a podcast. Many people come up to us and say, hey, we hear the Off the Hook podcast. And we explain to them, yes, but you know what? It's also a radio station in the middle of Manhattan on the Empire State Building. And that is the biggest hack of all, being able to get this kind of programming out onto the FM dial, in the middle of the FM dial, not in the non-commercial ghetto, in the middle of the FM dial at 99.5 FM, and reaching four different states from the Empire State Building. Yes, we're a podcast in addition to that, but a radio station first and foremost. And the magic in that is that your grandmother is not likely to stumble upon a podcast. She is likely to tune a radio dial and find something and really get into it, really start listening and learning and contributing. And that's the magic of radio, the things that you can do, the ways you can reach people because of its simplicity, because of its accessibility. And you can help make that a reality, continue with that. By calling 212-209-2950, pledging whatever you can afford, getting the trip glasses, getting the TV Be Gone, getting the rare T-shirts, becoming part of the radio show for a half hour, whatever you want to do. 212-209-2950. Join the four calls on the line right now. Bernie.
Emmanuel, yeah, I'm just going to say we've had some grandmothers call into the show before with some really insightful observations with everything they've seen over the years of telecommunications and things. But I just wanted to point out that This program and some of the other programs on WBAI and Mitch Altman's amazing technology creations are all sort of are good representations of what hackers are all about, just creating interesting things and doing things with technology that everybody else is not doing. And I think this summer at the Hope Conference, July 16th, 17th, and 18th, I think Mitch Altman is actually going to give a talk about how he had this vision to create some really interesting technology devices that he thought would make the world a better place, and how he made a living doing it, and how anybody else in our listenership could really do the same thing. He's going to be offering workshops at the Hope Conference on how to build your own brain machine or TV Be Gone. But if you pledge tonight, you can get one that's already made and give it as a gift. If you want to build your own, you can come to the Hope Conference. But all this stuff sort of wraps together into what hackers are about and creating interesting things. So I encourage our listeners, please call 212-209-2950 and pledge your support for WBAI, which is the only radio station I know of in the country that would air a hacker radio show like this.
We had eight calls on the line before, and I imagine that caused quite a bit of commotion down there since I think we have eight volunteers. And now we have four, and it keeps going up and down, but four seems to be the median. Let's make it eight again. Let's have some fun down there. 212-209-2950. We have the TV Be Gone, which enables you to turn off or turn on any TV set within your range. Turning on a TV set can also be confusing to many people. If you're standing in a location and a TV set is off and all of a sudden it comes on, that always causes a stir. That's just me being mischievous, but the main purpose of the TV gun is to gain some sanity back and to turn off these jabbering idiots that invade your personal space throughout the world. 212-209-2950, a pledge of $75 gets you that plus the trip glasses, which Kyle has just experienced for the first time live on the air. Kyle, can you turn it on and hold it up to the microphone? Maybe we can hear what the actual sound is like. That you were listening to for the past 10 minutes or so, in addition to the bright lights. Can we... okay, here we go. All right, it's...
Are we going to hypnotize our audience?
No, we did that once and it didn't work. They wouldn't call.
Oh,
yeah, that was a big problem. it's... I know, it sounds a little like a dentist drill, but it's not. it's a lot more... Kyle, how would you say it felt when you were listening to that in your ear?
It's a melodic, but it is a buzzing. Uh-huh. So it's pretty counterintuitive. You wouldn't think that it would relax you in any sense, but it really complements the lights. So
it goes with the lights. Does it change when the lights change pattern? Okay.
It pans. It fades. It goes. It sort of goes right along with any of the transitions.
Now you keep your eyes closed throughout all this, yet you can still see the light.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you hear that noise, and you just sort of... Did you feel yourself kind of just sinking into your own consciousness or moving away from our voices?
It's yeah, a little bit. But again, it wasn't that you're like completely checking out, like, you know, not present, not in control in any sense. But you do... As soon as you turn it on, you're left with your breathing, mm-hmm. which is just like meditation, I think. You're left with your breathing and your calmness, and it's amazing. It took maybe 5 minutes for me to really be totally relaxed with that and welcome that calmness and then just sit back and let it do its work and wait for the transitions.
So you
had
to sort of trust it. It took you a little while to be won over by it.
Yes, because, you know, and when you're not relaxing in that sense, you're engaged, you're amongst other people in another room, all of your sensors are at work, but this sort of allows you to turn them down, you know, your intensity, it's less outward, but you turn inward, you know, you're closing your eyes, of course, and just breathing and being still.
Now, I wonder, Mitch, if you could maybe tell us what the best environments are for using the trip glasses.
Any environment is fine. I've showed them and had people experience them in hacker conferences and maker fairs and hacker spaces all over the world, and sometimes with 25-foot-tall Tesla coils just several yards away, loud environments, soft environments. It actually doesn't matter. Anyone can meditate anywhere if you're good enough at it. And the thing that's cool about trip glasses or brain machine is it induces you into that state if you want to go there without really trying, and you can do that anywhere. Meditation is a great thing to do anytime, any place, because we all really need a little bit more self-reflection in our lives. And I'll even add, especially in our country, I think our country can do really well with just a bit more self-reflection, especially when it comes time to, voting. But that's just my personal opinion and not those of the station, which needs our support right now. And that's why I'm donating these things, to help encourage people to give just a little bit of our money. As we were saying before, you know, Mike was saying it's just chunks of $25, $30, whatever you can give. It's amazing that so many people can give this relatively small amount of money, which adds up really quickly to an amazing amount of money that can do the power of radio, which can give us all of what we offer, plus everything that WBAI offers. It's really magic.
Join the five calls on the line, 212-209-2950.
I just wanted to complete the thought about the sensation of using these. So once I did relax and sort of settle into this meditative state, you get this euphoria because you realize you're relaxing. You know, you've let go. You're not, uh-huh. you know, intensely aware of, you know, you're engaged and aware of everything around you, but rather you're turning inward. And I felt really warm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody else has had that sensation.
Yeah, bring those after the show, because I think I'm going to need to use those.
You know, I will. For your sake,
please.
I will.
I should point out, we're talking about environments to use. This is not something you should use while driving or flying commercial aircraft or even private aircraft. That's not good for people with epilepsy either. So I just want to point these things out, which should be obvious, but sometimes you got to, you know, cover all bases. But it's amazing. Mitch, would you say all ages are good with this?
Oh, yeah. Kids go totally gaga over these things. In fact, if there's a bunch of kids and only one brain machine or trip glasses, they fight each other.
Oh, dear.
You know, like, so just be aware of that. But kids totally love it. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I used to, you know, make a fist and kind of push it into my eyes and see all the cool patterns and whatever that ensued from that. And this is kind of like that, but way more intense. And it doesn't harm your eyes.
Yeah, I was doing that earlier today with the fist and all that, but this is probably better. 212-209-2950, 6 calls on the line, and we're already past where we were last week, which is making me happy, but I'm still going to use trip glasses later just to get back in touch with my inner self. 212-209-2950, again, to run down the premiums, $35 and above, you get the off-the-hook T-shirt. For $75, you'll get the off-the-hook T-shirt plus the trip glasses and the TV Be Gone, enabling you to turn on and off TV sets all over the place. For a different $75 pledge, you'll get our rare T-shirt collection, 3 shirts we've just uncovered from the 90s, along with the off-the-hook T-shirt. And for $125, you'll get everything, the T-shirts, the TV Be Gone, the trip glasses, the off-the-hook shirt, all of that. And then again, we're also offering, and this is the last time I'm even going to say this, $500 if you want to be part of the radio show for a half hour, if you want to drive the conversation and tell us what to discuss and ask questions and interview us. $500 pledge, 212-209-2950. We have 5 calls on the line, so that's really
that's good.
Pretty good, I think. Pretty good.
We can get a couple more. I think that'd be even better.
I'd like to see 8 again, because I just got a sense of complete pandemonium down there. And again, we should point out, this is something we're only offering tonight. We're not going to be offering this next week. It's not going to be offered at 8 o'clock. It's only being offered between 7 and 8 tonight. 212-209-2950.
You know, to get 8, maybe people need to hear the phone number again.
Okay.
Actually hear the phone number.
You know, I don't know if we have time for this, but you can start dialing the rotary dial you're holding in your hand there. Yeah.
So if you hold the radio up to your phone line, then...
Yeah.
Probably
that's
won't
the
work.
Yeah. Original blue box there. Here's the thing. You know, that dial you have there that was received at Dayton, it's not as real as the actual dials that are on telephones.
Well, that's the best we can do right now, unless somebody else wants to rip off the dial out of their rotary phone and bring it in.
Metallic sound, like Kyle, the phone you got at Dayton, that was a real dial. It had that metallic noise to it when you know you put your finger in and turned it around. It was really brought back memories.
Yeah, that was part of the reason I wanted that one so badly, is that it was actually a Western Electric. It wasn't an ITT model 500. And because they license it to ITT after so long. But it has a metal dial, and it's got a little more of a, I don't know, a metallic crunchy sound to it. It's a little more coarse.
All I know
but these plastic ones, I mean, they work. They're good replacements.
They're
suitable.
Also, that one's from 1989, I think.
This is dated to August 1st, 1989.
That's pretty late in the game for rotary dial phones.
Yeah.
But the one that Kyle's mentioning from the 1950s, now that's real. And in fact, there are ones that go back even further than that, the really old metallic ones that you could kill somebody with. So heavy, so solid. And that's just, that's the retro look of technology that hackers really are into.
And that was back when you didn't own your phone, right? You rented
it. You had to rent your
phone.
Kind of
like the cable boxes today.
I was discussing this, actually. Maybe, Bernie, you would appreciate this as well. I had a phone. The first phone I ever got that was not part of the phone company. I think I bought it at Radio Shack. I think it was an ITT phone. And it had a special feature that they didn't advertise. Maybe they didn't even know about. But if you took the dial and you simply held it between 2 numbers, it would open up the audio. You could hear the phone line, except the phone line wasn't picked up. You'd hear whatever that noise is. I don't know if it's called carrier or what. You just, it would basically be just the open air sound of nothing. And if the phone rang, you hear it ringing inside your ear. But you could also listen in on an extension being picked up because you weren't actually picking up the phone. You were simply tapped in. Do you know what that's called, Bernie?
It basically was just opening up. It wasn't putting your phone off hook, but it was just putting sort of a high impedance tap on the line.
Just by holding the dial between two numbers. That's all I had to do.
That's a cool feature. Was it a rotary dial phone?
It was a rotary dial phone, yes. That's how I did it. I simply would maybe dial two and then bring it back a little bit before it got to one, and it would disconnect in that period of time. And as it was disconnected, the audio was still going to the earpiece. So it was really a cool toy to play with. I was able to listen in on people. I was able to hear the phone ringing and have all kinds of fun. Go ahead.
Some element of your phone made it so that it didn't lower the voltage of the line, and thus you were able to hear everything that was going on without making the phone line go, you know, as though it were off the hook.
Something like that. Yeah. It was my first foray into playing with phones in ways I wasn't supposed to, and it just goes to show you can still have fun with old technology and new technology as well, as the trip glasses and TV Begones constantly prove. We have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 calls on the line. Let's make two more calls come in, and then we'll see complete chaos down in the tally room. 212-209-2950. I'm sure there are two people out there that can benefit from the trip glasses, can benefit from the TV Be Gone, or the old T-shirts, or the new off-the-hook shirt designed by Rob T. Firefly. Pledge levels from 35 all the way up to 500. 212-209-2950. We only have a couple of minutes left. We're over the 1,000 mark, which is great. And we want to keep going. We want to make up for last week and hopefully establish some high numbers that we'll have to live up to in weeks to come, but we will.
Speaking of well-constructed objects, Mitch, maybe you could talk a little bit about the trip glasses, which are, you know, they're pretty well-made.
Yeah, so I actually had to design my own plastic glasses to manufacture, creating tooling for injection molding, et cetera. So they're kind of like I Spy, you know, from the 60s look, with these trippy rays coming out that I recycled from the TV Be Gone packaging, because recycling is good. And so they're totally trippy, stab from the past kind of look, but really sleek and very photogenic. And by the way, they are very photogenic, so people will take your picture while you're wearing them. And so it's good from the outside, it's good from the inside, but I manufactured them to be inexpensive. These things actually exist commercially from other companies for hundreds of dollars, but there's really no need for that, so it's just a handful of parts, and you know, that's why I can do it for 40.
We have seven calls on the line, 212-209-2950. If you just call up, one more person calling in, we'll have eight calls, which is great. 212-209-2950. I only have a couple of minutes left. Again,
can I add one thing?
Yes, go ahead, Bernie. Mitch, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, this is an amazing time to be a hacker on our planet. We have all this technology from decades all the way up to this brand new cool stuff, which is incredibly accessible that anyone can learn to use, whether it's electronics or computers or at hackerspaces. There are people who are into all sorts of realms, including making cool things out of music and with sewing machines and even putting technology in clothing. And there are hacker spaces all over the country and the world, and there are hacker conferences all over the country and the world. You could, if you felt like it, just go from hackerspace and hacker conference to hackerspace and hacker conference to maker fairs, the big one coming up this weekend in San Francisco that I'll be teaching zillions of people to solder, you know, without even going home. But, of course, it's nice being home where you're grounded and your own space that you have control over, and we can use technology to enhance our lives, and I would encourage people to use technology consciously, because technology can make our lives worse or better. It's up to you.
Okay, we have nine calls on the line now, and I don't think we have enough people down there. If the phone is ringing and you're not picking, we're not picking up, please keep trying. Oh my goodness, 10. Okay, I don't know what we've done here. But please keep trying to get through. We will pick up all phone calls that come in before 8 o'clock, we promise. 212-209-2950. A pledge of $75 gets you the trip glasses and the TV Be Gone, or the rare T-shirt collection. A pledge of $125 gets you all of it. 212-209-2950. The most important thing, though, you keep WBAI strong. You keep us on the radio. You keep alternative voices and ideas coming both on the internet and on the FM dial.
If you can't pledge, you know, $75, $125, that's fine. You know, anything you can pledge is really a help to the station, which is really the most important part. It's neat to get these gifts, but you should really be pledging for the station. And if you can pledge more, if you have $150, $200 and you want to pledge that, then great, because anything helps and everything helps.
Yeah, I think this is where you see how much WBAI means to people, because people like Mitch come along and donate time after time with all kinds of amazing devices. We have other people that come and donate books or shirts or magazines or whatever. And, of course, we have our listeners calling in, 212-209-2950. This is the time where we need the people who care, people who realize the value of things. And we have 10 calls on the line now, and that's great. We know people are out there, and they care. It means something to them. Mitch, I want to thank you so much, and I want to tell people that Mitch will be at the Next Hope, July 16th, 17th, and 18th. You can check out what's happening at the conference, www.hope.net, and register, of course, on that site as well. And if you want to submit a talk, speakers@hope.net is the email address. If you want to volunteer, volunteers@hope.net, all kinds of other email addresses, all pretty much on www.hope.net. Rob?
And also our message board, talk.hope.net.
That's
get involved.
Right. Yes, talk.hope.net.
Hey, Mitch, what's your website if people want to know more about what you do?
Cornfieldelectronics.com, spelled just as you expect it.
All right. We are out of time, so I want to thank those people who have called in. 212-209-2950 is our phone number, in case those of you out there still want to call, please do now. 212-209-2950. We'll see you next time. Good night. Yeah.
It was harder than you thought it was. Open garage band, it's got everything I need, now it's on. But I'm gonna take the credit though. Now let's get started. Where should we begin? Let's pick a drum beat, then fill it in, fill it in. Ladies and gents, it's chorus time. I just want you to know it. I made this song with my computer. Is how I make it all up as I go along. And for fun, we'll add some strings and just before we're done.
Hey, all righty there. I love that song. They always have great songs on Off the Hook. That's the show that came on before this one is about to come on. Here at WBAI New York 99.5 FM, and also streaming on the web at WBAI.org. But you can also pick up the web at our website at PCRadioshow.org. And in case you didn't know it, now you know. It is May the 19th, 2010, and it's time for the Personal Computer Shoe. Ha ha.
And welcome aboard to the Personal Computer Show. This is Joe King, and with me in the studio tonight for a special show is Hank Key behind the console, Stevie DB. You may have heard that the station is in the midst of a fun drive. We'll be having our regular show right after this. A very quick announcement for those of you who are interested in what premiums are available. You can go to pcradioshow.org, and Michael, our webmaster, Michael Horowitz, has put up there the contents of our DVD toolkit and the other goodies that we have that we're offering, the Gold Card Tech Support membership and the Trend Microcomputer Internet Security Package. That's what's the fundraising membership drive is all about. But we have a show to give you, the Personal Computer Show. Hank?
Yes. You know, this past week, a couple announcements were made. Intel said that there was a chip shortage with their iSeries. And what's been happening is that many of the manufacturers find that people are buying, they're buying netbooks, and there's now the netbooks have hit a plateau. But now people are buying regular laptops or maybe slightly bigger than netbooks with more powerful chips, and this was totally unexpected. What happened worldwide is that laptop sales went up anywhere from 20 to 31%, depending on what country you're in. It kind of surprised everyone.
I like that phrase, depending on what country you're in.
Well, like in Europe, the number of PC sales was up 29% in England and 27% in France. Even Japan was in double digits in terms of sales. So,
what about here?
Over here, I think the growth is around 19%, something like that. But what's interesting is that because of this, the iSeries chip, the i3, the i5, the i7, the new ones, they're in shortage. And if you can wait, because I looked at the prices on them. You know, if you want to look at the prices of the processor themselves, they're like double the price of what a Core 2 Duo or Core 2 Quad goes for. And it's basically the same speed. There are some minor differences, too, but like the graphics processor is now integrated into the iSeries. The memory controller is integrated into the iSeries.
Well, wait a minute, Hank. If the memory controller and the graphics processing is integrated into the CPU, then the fact that the CPU is more expensive is not really the question. The question is it more expensive than the previous CPU with the two separate support chips?
Well, actually, what it is that the what they've done is shifted and speed it up and lower the wattage requirements, but the support chip is still required. Okay, now they did this for a couple of reasons. From a marketing point of view, they don't want people to go buy a separate processor. I mean, a graphics processor board.
But isn't it cheaper if they don't have to go buy a graphics processor board?
From a consumer point of view, yes.
And isn't it? And you say it's lowered the wattage. Well, doesn't that mean the battery will last longer?
Yes, it will. And they also added something that was in the Pentium 4 at the tail end of the product line. The Pentium 4 is hyper-threading. So they're picking up another 5-10% in speed.
No, explain to me what is hyper-threading again.
Well, hyper-threading is that you're performing a function, and you know that when you get to the end of the function, there's nothing else involved. You can start the next step without waiting for that step to be finished when you know that there's nothing that it's dependent on.
Be maybe a little bit more concrete, because I couldn't follow that.
Well, it's like it's like cooking, okay? If you're cooking, you could, like, say, as you're taking out a chicken or whatever you're deep frying, you don't have to wait for the last item to be properly deep fried before you start putting other items into the oil itself. In other words, you could, as you take some out, you could start putting some of your other, chicken pieces in without waiting for the last one to be perfectly brown.
Or while the last piece is getting brown, I can then start adding my potatoes and have some French fries.
Yes, you can do that.
And that would be called hypercooking?
Yeah. No, well, in the case of hyper-threading, they're talking about a process. Now, what's interesting is that, you do have an alternative where you could still buy the Core 2 series. But one of the things I found, Joe, is that I've been looking at prices of memory, and I was thinking of buying some memory for some of these systems I have, because I figure I might as well buy, you have three kinds. You got the DDR, DDR2, and DDR3. All memory prices have gone up. And in fact, someone sent me an email saying that, hey, I want to buy a 2-gig DDR2 memory. What do you suggest? I looked it up. It's almost $50 now for a 2-gig DDR2. And, of course, you got some of these instant rebates and so on, which I that's okay, but mail-in rebates, I just don't like those.
Before you go any further, Hank, I bought some DDR. What did I buy for the netbook?
Right. It was a DDR2, and it cost you $27 for a 2 gig.
More than that.
It cost me
$19. It cost me $27 for the 2 gig, but I got like a $40 rebate on it. So it But the rebate came, Hank. They didn't send me a check for $40.
They sent you a debit card, right?
They sent me a debit card. I forgot that they sent me a debit card. I just found it the other day. It had expired.
Yeah, I
am very annoyed with Crucial.
You know what? Actually, I don't know about Crucial. I know I've gotten these debit cards from Staples. And what I find very annoying is I can't spend it on other than Staples. And, it's like what they call the company town. You know, hey, we'll give you a low-cost housing if you work for the company. Oh, by the way, you also shop here, you buy the food here, and we're going to take our money back.
It's not just Crucial who does it. Everybody's doing it. When I found the one from Crucial for $40 that had expired, it was like taking two $20 bills and throwing them in the toilet. I found a $100 one from Verizon, which got me really annoyed. I quick called up Verizon, and they said, oh, no problem, send it in with your bill. We'll use it to pay off your Verizon bill.
Well, what I find annoying is that someone gave me a gift card, okay? That's a debit card. And I says, okay, you know, and my wife said to me, did you read the stuff carefully? I says, no, why? It was a nice gift card that I didn't really want him to do. And he says, read it carefully. After a certain period of time, they start deducting amount of money for maintenance of the debit
That's
card.
Right.
I says, what maintenance? They got the money already.
And a lot of that incident they can still do, but not as of June, the law has now changed, allowing them to do it.
Oh, do you mean they're not allowed to charge for the...
For the use of your money?
Oh, and by the way, I read that, and some places were charging up to 25%.
They were ripping off the people. I don't mind the banks trying to rip off the people. What bothered me was when the congressional delegations of certain places and certain parties said that they would filibuster to prevent the law being changed.
No, what they're filibustering is that I read that, okay? What they were filibustering is that today it was held up in the Senate because they want to have Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
That's the current one. This goes back about 6 months. Well, and then what they did, what the credit card companies did win for the huge amount of money that they gave to the various parties, was they got everything, all the rule changes delayed by a year, so they could continue ripping.
Joe, let me
for
ask you: where do you draw the line on when you say I'll buy that because the mail-in rebate is worth the effort and? And
I have a rule of thumb, Hank. Yeah. If it's not a good buy without the rebate, I won't buy it.
Period. I tend to...
If
it's instant rebate, I don't mind.
That to me, an instant rebate is a discount. But if I have to do the mail-in rebate, I first say, would I buy it if there was no mail-in rebate? And if I answer, no, it's too expensive, or no, it's not a good deal, I won't buy it.
Now, I have a question for you, and you probably have the answer. If I saw an item, like, say, $10, and there was instant rebate of $2, they charge me tax on $8 or
$10? $10. But I got good news for you. You can file for a return.
Yeah, sure. You know how many people do that?
I would say a huge percentage, maybe as much as a half of 1%. I'll tell you where it's worthwhile. If you're getting that on an automobile and it might come to $1,000 extra tax, then it's worthwhile filing for it.
Oh, you have to pay a sales tax on the instant rebate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The $4,500 credit that they were talking about for clunkers, you had to pay taxes on that.
And then you could file for a rebate.
I'm wondering.
But then you also had to file that as income if you filed for the rebate.
What do you mean income?
You got $4,500.
Oh,
hey, listen, you got to understand, do you think that politicians are there to help you or hurt you? What was it somebody who said that the never mind, let's go on.
Well, you know, for the past week or two, I've been doing a lot of special project recreational work. In other words, I really have a lot of these computer projects that I work on, and some of it's fun, and in fact, I was demoing some of it to you today, Joe. And let me ask a simple question. Let's see how many people get it right, okay? How do you pronounce L-I-N-U-X?
Now, let me ask you a question before I answer that question. Do you want the pronunciation in the United States? Do you want the pronunciation in the UK? Do you want the pronunciation in Finland or in Sweden?
Well, what I did was, I know how Richard Stallman pronounces it, okay?
Well, that's because he comes from Boston, Cambridge.
He pronounces Linux.
But how does Linus Torvalds pronounce it?
There is a 15-second YouTube clip, and he actually repeats it a couple of times, and he pronounces it Linux.
But if you...
if you listen carefully, he doesn't say Linux. He said Linux.
Linux.
Linux,
because
okay?
His name is not Linus.
It's Linus.
It's Linus.
Yes.
And, you know, my father-in-law was Finnish, and Linus Torvalds is Finnish. And so I asked my father-in-law, I wrote the name out and said, how do you pronounce it? And he said, that's an interesting name. I said, why is that? He said, well, it's a Finnish name, but it's Finnish out of Sweden.
Well, first of all, we have to explain what Linux is. And if we said Linux and Linux, Stallman wants people to say GNU Linux.
Well, no, you see, I'm not going to get into Stallman.
But if I say Linux or Linux, I just assume the audience know what we're talking about.
Stallman's point is that what Torvalds came up with is the kernel. And the kernel of the operating system is called Linux. However, people are using the name Linux.